Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Justice Channel on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I am Ernest L. Moore, the host and the creator of the Justice Channel. The Justice Channel is anti-fascist propaganda media. We bring you the stories and issues that the mainstream media does not cover. Greetings. This is the E.L. Moore Journal on the Justice Channel. Today I have some very interesting information to share with you that relates to the corruption that is currently running hog wild in our courts with the Sheriff's Department and other departments in Los Angeles County. There was a Zoom event course from the Los Angeles County Law Library on April 30th, 2021, about holding public officials accountable to the rule of law. The teacher was the former public corruption prosecutor Max Huntsman, who is now the county's first inspector general. I have confronted him many times at the Sheriff Civilian Oversight Commission that was set up by the LA County Board of Supervisors about the corruption within the Sheriff's Department and the probate courts for several years. The title of his class, as it appeared in the LA Law Library publication, is Holding Public Officials Accountable to the Rule of Law. The topics that were supposed to have been covered in this class include real-life examples of public corruption cases, why enforcing anti-corruption laws against public and elected officials is so important to democracy and the rule of law, how the public can take an active role in government, the criminals' laws that cover public and elected officials specifically. I was able to record part of this class, and I will use clips from it to make my comments on my Blog Talk Radio show. This class was very cheesy, in my opinion, and is a good example of why the courts and the police are totally corrupt in the city and county of Los Angeles, California. I have filed many written complaints about the sheriff's deputies that have been placed in my probate courtroom as bailiffs, their supervisors and higher-ranking sheriff deputies, as well as the former sheriff McDonald to Max Huntsman. I have also demanded that criminal charges be filed during my oral presentation to the Sheriff Civilian Oversight Commission. Mr. Huntsman has not responded to any of my official complaints. I would like to start with this first clip, which he is talking about court decisions and how we have to basically accept anything the court puts out like their God. And I'm going to play this clip, and I will come back and make more comments on this particular clip that I'm going to play.
The sheriff committed a crime against me, and I think if he was investigated and prosecuted, he would go to jail. He'd get probation. They'd be very stern. But what if I'm wrong? And what if a jury listened to it and they wouldn't convict, right? And just because it's my opinion doesn't mean it's what a jury would decide. And we're all set to that standard. That's the rule of law. Just because you think in your head right now that somebody's done you wrong doesn't make it true. And the only real measure of this, if it's true, is what a jury ultimately decides in a court of law, which, as we all know, hiring a lawyer is expensive and often doesn't happen. So our system is far from perfect. But that's the catch on all that, is that you and I don't get to decide. We have a system in place to decide that doesn't work. So a lot of us who are outraged and frustrated and cynical about the system, yeah, I don't disagree with you. But just keep in mind, you wouldn't want it to come for you. There's a guy who the sheriff had prosecuted for train wrecking. He was moving a police barrier during a protest that he moved on to a train track, apparently, and a train went down another train track. He did this in full view of the police as part of a protest. Nobody did anything. A little time later, he went to the sheriff's house and protested. And the sheriff didn't like that. Next thing you know, a police report gets rewritten. And suddenly he's one of the suspects of this crime that before he hadn't been, and it gets filed, and he's looking at a life sentence. So watch yourself. Okay, now I'm going to look at some of the Q&A.
After reading his bio a little bit on the Inspector General website, I see apparently he came out of Yale University or Yale Law School. Maybe that's why the Board of Supervisors appointed him. He also, I think he used to work, he was a deputy district attorney in the Steve Cooley administration. I assume maybe that's why the Board of Supervisors picked him. But if you listen to what he's talking about, it's very, what I would call cheesy. And it's basically a lot of double talk. And it's rather insulting to my intelligence. In this last clip, he's saying basically that we have no other choice but to let the judicial system make up anything any kind of way they want to, which is not true. They're supposed to be following the rule of law, or they have no jurisdiction. And then he goes on to make this very disturbing statement, and that's why I played this clip first, because he's given an example of a person that was demonstrating against the sheriff's deputies at a railroad crossing or something. And then he went to the sheriff's house and demonstrated out in front of the sheriff's house, which is not necessarily illegal. But the sheriff filed, he said he went in and changed the police report. And now this guy has, I think he said he has a death row conviction because of it. In other words, the police filed a false police report, and the district attorney he's saying the district attorney is not going to do nothing about it. Why wasn't it thrown out? It should have been thrown out if it was a false police report. But this person got sent up the river on false charges. And nobody's saying anything about it. I hope I'm going to investigate this particular situation a little bit more and find out exactly what had happened. But that's extremely disturbing to me. So he's saying here in his class, essentially, he's telling people don't complain because they're going to retaliate against you. And the district attorney of law enforcement is not going to do anything about it. Now I'm going to play another clip.
Why do we have laws, municipal codes, public nuisance laws, but no enforcement? I think I addressed that too already. It's complex because the people you elect to enforce those laws have to deal with the Constitution. So sometimes there's things limiting them. So just because you and I all vote for a law, if it's not constitutional, we don't get it. Same thing with the federal state system. Federal laws trump state laws, so we can't just make whatever laws we want. There are limits. But also, we elect people to enforce all these laws, and they're imperfect. Sometimes it's not willful. Sometimes the people you elect don't want to enforce the laws that you wrote, but sometimes they just don't have enough time to do it all. As a prosecutor, you know, we often would wish we had 10 times as many investigators and lawyers to look after the crimes that were committed, but you, the public, don't want to pay 10 times as many taxes in order to have more of us. So we do the best with what we can. So the system is not perfect. A website address again, or write it out. I don't know, maybe Ryan can write it out in the chat thing. I can't do that, but I will say it again. And when I say LA County, it's LAC. Well, I'm going to do it like I'm going to do a word for a letter for letter. OIG dot LACOUNTY dot GOV. So that's
the type. And you can place it in the chat if anyone wants to click over to the chat box. You can find it there.
But also, you know, our modern internet. Just write, you know, Max Huntsman Inspector General or something. You know, you'll find it.
Now, this is another example of a cheesy answer. He was answering someone else's question. This wasn't my question. Basically, he's answering the question about how come we have all these laws and there's no enforcement? And he's giving these real cheesy excuses about, well, there's all these other laws and it's so complicated and you have to consider the Constitution and other factors. And we just don't have the time, or we don't have the personnel to enforce these laws, to force all laws. Which is just really a total cop-out. And he throws it on the taxpayer saying, well, the taxpayers just don't want to pay the extra taxes to have proper law enforcement. Which is an absolute lie. If that is the case, then why are they bringing all these foreigners in here that our taxes have to pay for? If we don't have enough taxes for the government to do its job, then we should not be bringing in other foreigners to this country. We can't guarantee them the American dream that they're being guaranteed to receive once they come into this country illegally, while thousands of Americans are being forced into homelessness. That's just a screwy answer. It's not logical. It's what I call cheesy. And to me, it's not acceptable. And Max Huntsman should not have been in the district attorney's office. I don't care what university he came out of, got his law degree at. And he shouldn't be the inspector general for the Citizens Oversight Commission. They're supposed to be looking out for the sheriff's department. Since he's been there, it's very plain to see and obvious that nothing has changed within the sheriff's department, and they have this criminal Hispanic sheriff that is hiring Hispanic gang members or recruiting them right off the street when they should not be in the sheriff's department, period. But he's hiring them and retaining them in the sheriff's department, which is a clear violation. Criminal violation, and they don't do anything about it. Let's go to the next clip.
Where are the city attorneys in these small town corruption matters? I love that question. I once gave a speech to city attorneys in San Francisco, and I not to knock on San Francisco, that just happened to be where they're meeting, and I said, you know, as a city attorney, you represent the public. And if you are answering to a city council or other elected official who's breaking the law, you got to do something about that. They were very angry with me. And they were of the opinion that, no, we have to do whatever the elected official tells us. There's some truth to that, but not when it comes to breaking the law. However, I will also tell you that at least one of the corruption cases I worked on, and I won't tell you which one, a city attorney dined off the corrupt folks. They didn't do it publicly. They did it privately. And that city attorney ended up getting fired. That person gave up his career because he stood up for what was right. And the people who fired him got prosecuted, but he stayed fired, lost that job. So sometimes lower level or even higher level public officials stand up for what's right and fight against corruption. But a lot of times the city attorney in the small corrupt town gets paid good money and interprets the law in a way that is positive for the people who are committing the corruption. So that's why I say, you know, the rule of law is imperfect. It takes human beings trying to enforce it.
It takes human beings to try to enforce it. Now, that's a good one. You kind of have to think about that for a while. But once you review what he was saying here, because the Los Angeles City Attorney, this is Mike Feuer, is very corrupt. His office is corrupt. I have personal experience with that. I will go into that in more detail in another show. In fact, I had gone to them to try to get criminal charges filed in regard to my probate case. And that's another interesting story. Actually, it's still an ongoing story, and I'm going to confront them again about why they didn't file criminal charges. Actually, their excuse was that what was going on was felony crimes. So I can give them that. So they said they sent it over to the district attorney's office, and that's while Jackie Lacey was district attorney, and nothing was ever done. So he is saying basically that he worked on a case in some city where against a city attorney, and he is basically disclosing that the city attorney was embezzling public funds for his own personal use, which is a crime. I believe that's a felony. And he's just saying, well, this person lost their job. They didn't get prosecuted. So that just shows how effective he is as a so-called prosecutor. And again, I am totally opposed to him being Inspector General over the Sheriff's Department. I don't know what the LA County Board of Supervisors is trying to do by appointing this person, because he's a total cheesecloth, if you ask me. Let's go to the next clip.
I'll go through it. I'm not going to answer all these questions because, you know, we have to share the time with everybody. With your current job and the sheriff, aren't you worried for your personal safety and that of your family? I sure am. And unfortunately, that's my job. You know, I have to do it. I took the job. I get paid to do it. Thank you for the money, by the way. You are all paying me, or at least those of you who have been paying your taxes. I appreciate that. But there is some risk. And that's why I give you the advice I do, which is don't get involved in this if you can stay out of it. Okay, so here. The elections in Los Angeles are totally rigged. I know how, so citizens have no power. Not a question. That's a comment. But I do want to address it because in our national discourse, there's been a lot of talk about rigged elections. And I used to do election fraud. That was one of the things that I investigated when I was in the DA's office. And let me tell you, I mean, you don't have to believe me because, you know, I'm just some guy talking, so ignore me if you want. But fact of the matter is, not a lot of election fraud. There is some, but not on the national scale, what have you. And the reason is this. It's big. It's the same reason it's hard to find fraud inside a bureaucracy, because there's too many places to look. The number of votes you need to rig an election literally is very, very difficult. So although people try sometimes, and the city of Vernon, I mentioned, is a place where they did I'll tell you a quick digression of a story, not too quick, but little compared to some of my talking. Down in the city of Vernon, a completely rigged city in a sense, because there was a set of people who always voted one way, so it kept power in place. Somebody came up with a plan, and I won't say who, so the names have been changed to protect the innocent and the guilty, and bust in a whole bunch of homeless people and immediately had them sign up as voters to try to take a voting population of about 100 and change the balance so that suddenly the election would go the other way. That's totally legal. In fact, a court ruled you can totally do that if they live there. And so when you say rigged, I'm talking about actually faking elections. In a sense, elections are rigged, which is we all go on social media and we form opinions based on looking at a computer screen, and sometimes those opinions aren't worth much, and yet we vote on that. So in that sense, yeah, elections are rigged and citizens have no power in that they were one of millions, but not because the vote doesn't count. The vote counts. So, you know, go to the voting box, please. Try to inform yourself as best you can. I know it's hard. If you're going to go look on the internet to find, don't listen to Fox News and don't just listen to CNN. Listen to what Fox News says and what CNN says. And then get a couple other sources. Maybe talk to some friends. Compare and then use your brain to try to figure out what makes sense and what doesn't. And good luck. I know that's not going to guarantee it. But if we all did that and we were all careful, I think there's a better chance that the public decisions would be better than the private decisions that government would make if we weren't a democracy or if we were a totally not a democracy. So I think, you know, democracy really is the best way to go about it, but it's a far from perfect system.
That again was another example of a very cheesy answer. And he's doing a lot of double talking and he's pussyfooting around the issues. I know for a fact that these elections in Los Angeles County, or at least most of them, or many of them, specifically for the elected officials at the city council and LA County Board of Supervisors level, is rigged, it's influenced. It's misleading, and I think I'm very sure I can prove that. I've been watching this for years and years and years, decades actually. I have a method that will actually bring complete transparency to our elections. We as citizens, actually, it is our right to have a corruption-free election system. We determine who we want in these positions. It is the citizens' right to determine who we want to rule over us in this democracy, or what's left of this democracy. Actually, we're not living in a true democracy right now. This was actually my question that I had typed in. You hear someone typing a lot in these sound clips. That's me. I'm sending them a bunch of other questions, specifically about not just election fraud, but about the probate court, etc., etc. And he said right at the beginning, I'm not going to answer all these questions. He's got to get around to everybody. So he goes on to say, well, he used to prosecute election fraud, which was very good. But he did not. Notice he didn't ask me, well, how can you prove that these elections are rigged? And then he actually goes on to say, well, all elections are rigged because people look at social media, which doesn't have nothing to do with anything. What is that? That's just ridiculous. In other words, he's trying to propagate this narrative from the Democrats that the Russians influenced the Trump's election because they took out ads on Facebook or some ridiculous poppycock like that. And he's saying that social media is influencing our elections and then we should go to other sources to determine who we want to vote for. That doesn't explain why we still have all of these corrupt, depraved politicians getting elected every year after year after year and doing moving around. And actually, they're career politicians. like Mark Riley Thomas that don't do nothing. To me, again, that is just another cheesy answer, and he does not need to be a prosecutor, period, and he's not now. He's inspector general. He's just wasting our tax dollars. I believe I have another clip here that I'm going to play, and then we'll come back.
One of the questions, how does the public report corruption or other unlawful activities to the local government responsible for prosecuting and investigating those acts? And that's where I talk about the checks and balances. So the DA is a great place to report corruption because they get to prosecute these laws I just talked about in the beginning. But sometimes they will or won't for different reasons. So when it comes to police shootings, people who feel that they are wrong and improper, they can't always go to the DA and get the result they want. So what do you do with that? Well, you can vote out the DA and get a new DA, as we did. You can talk to the federal government. They have prosecutors as well. They do a lot fewer cases. You can talk to the attorney general as to police matters. So there's always, if you do a little research on how the government works and you're concerned about corruption in a particular spot, go look at the other spots of the government and see if you can report it to one of them, because sometimes they can step in and then they actually will do something. Not always. Again, none of this is perfect. Somebody asked about my email.
That was his answer to a question that was posted by someone else that was in the Zoom chat. The Zoom meeting. I don't know who that was. Again, that was a very cheesy answer. To me, it's a lot of double talk. He's essentially saying, well, you can file with other government agencies if you file with the district attorney, they may do something. Then again, they may not. And it's not a perfect system. So you can go around to other agencies and they're probably going to do the same thing is what he's saying. They may do something about it. Then again, they may not. He doesn't explain why they wouldn't. If you're reporting serious crimes, that is their duty to do something about it. That's why they're getting paid with our tax dollars. And that's why the court should be enforcing this situation, specifically against dirty politicians and judges and police officers that are supposed to have the trust of the citizens. They're supposed to protect and serve the American citizens, but that's not what is going on. And basically he's saying, well, it's just not a perfect system, and you might get justice, you may not. So to sum things up, he's too cheesy to be Inspector General. And he's weak. That's why the Sheriff's Department is still out of control. It's racist. It's just totally corrupt. And it's wasting our tax dollars. And crime, the crime level has gone up. Now, they're talking about defunding the police. They took away some of the funding. And I have been confronting the LA County Board of Supervisors. Well, they need to set up a specialized law enforcement agency specifically to protect Black Americans. And that's one thing I want to do, is set up a specialized law enforcement and a specialized prosecutor, not only to oversee the police, but oversee the courts, so that we can take immediate interventions if necessary, if we see any kind of corruption. The police murders that the media has been focusing on for the past year or so is just the tip of the iceberg. These cops are totally corrupt, and that needs to be exposed. That needs to be corrected by all means necessary. And that is it for the show today. I hope you'll come back. And we're planning to have more shows in the future on the Justice Channel.
You can see my upcoming show schedule from my Blog Talk Radio show page, as well as listen to past show archives from my TJC show page on Blog Talk Radio. The Justice Channel is also on YouTube at www.youtube.com/user/ELMN2000. And I blog at www.thejusticechannel.blogspot.com.
Own it, truth be told. Yourself is your toughest opponent. When your moment comes, grab hold and own it. Never let go, stand tall and hold tight. Overcoming obstacles is the objective in life. Doubters overnight, and onto them you shine bright. Cause inside your head, Hondo's the light. Ignite. Plant the intuition upon the stars in the night that glisten. To you they listen, to me you send it a wish in. When your time comes, don't postpone it. When others doubt and out, you don't condone it. Truth be told. Yourself is your toughest opponent. When your moment comes, grab hold and own it. Never let go, stand tall and hold tight. Overcoming obstacles is the objective in life. Doubters overnight, and onto them you shine bright. Cause inside your head, Hondo's the light. Ignite. Plant the intuition upon the stars in the night that glisten. To you they listen, to me you send it a wish in. Listen, do your own math and learn from the stuff that you are missing. Create your own path with your own vision.